Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Centuries of Sound on Cambridge 105 Radio, the show where we explore a year of recorded sound. I'm James Errington, and today I'll be taking you back to 1939 Part 2. Yes, this year was so good for music that I have no choice but to extend to 2 hours. Maybe a surprise if you only know the year as the start of the Second World War, which we will be hearing about a bit later. We've finished off part one with music from one of the Axis powers, and we've started part two with another. That was Japanese band leader Koichi Sugi with Okesha Bushi. Now, Koichi played a unique blend of Latin jazz and Japanese traditional music, and we'll be hearing more from him in future episodes. Now, in 1939, we're a couple of years past peak swing. The most exciting music in America, in my opinion, at this time, is that mix of the more rhythmic jump blues and piano boogie, which wasn't really yet called rhythm and blues. Let's have a couple of selections. First of all, this is Joe Turner and Pete Johnson with Roll 'em Pete.
But you got to die someday. Well, you're so beautiful, but you got to die someday. All I want, little loving, baby, before you pass away. baby, now you can miss me somebody else. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, I know. Well, all right then. 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 Well, all right then.
That was Joe Turner and Pete Johnson with Roll'em Pete, a piece of boogie-woogie piano with what some have called the first backbeat, one of the foundations of rock and roll music. Another innovator in this field is the brilliant Louis Jordan. This is Keep a Knockin', But You Can't Come In.
But you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try again. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I know you've been drinking gin. You've been cheating around with other men. I'm busy and you can't come in.
Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with Keep a Knockin' But You Can't Come In, a song you might be more familiar with by a later version, of course, by Little Richard. Now, let's cool things down a little with one of the great survivors of jazz and one of the few still playing with a pre-swing style. This is Sidney Bechet with his version of George Gershwin's Summertime.
Thank you.
was the Sidney Bechet Quintet with Summertime. Now for something you will likely already know, a very important piece, which is not a great deal of fun, but which we can't really leave out of a survey of the year 1939, in which it was written and recorded. Written by Abel Meeropol and performed by Billie Holiday, this is, of course, Strange Fruit. That was, of course, Billie Holiday with Strange Fruit, said by some to be the song that marks the beginning of the civil rights movement. Let's move on to another of the big names of the day, Duke Ellington. This is a piece recorded by the man himself and his band, but credited to his saxophonist Johnny Hedges, and the song's called Doogie Woogie.
Thank you.
That was Johnny Hodges, really Duke Ellington's band, and with the Duke himself on piano, with Doogie Woogie from 1939. Now let's hear from another of the biggest band leaders of the age. This is Chick Webb's band with Undecided. Chick Webb and his band with Undecided from 1939. Chick Webb is a fascinating figure, a drummer and a band leader. Childhood tuberculosis of the spine left him with a very short stature, not much over 4 feet, but he was nonetheless a professional musician from the age of 11. In 1939, he was one of the top band leaders in the country, but his health was failing, and the tuberculosis finally got him on June the 16th that year, leaving his band in the hands of his featured singer, one Ella Fitzgerald, who you may have recognised on that song. Now, I'm sure for most of our listeners, the image you may have of 1939 is tied to the start of the war, something which, at this stage, didn't include the USA, not directly at least. So let's head over to England to hear what people in Cambridge or London will be listening to. Let's start off with George Formby Jr. You remember we heard his father in the shows in the 1910s. This is Sweet Sue, Just You.
Every star above knows the one I love, Sweet Sue, just you. And the moon up high high knows the reason why, sweet Sue, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams, and without you, dear, I don't know what to do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue, just you.
Was of course George Formby, at this time one of the most popular stars of stage, screen and record. The most popular star of all on radio was possibly Arthur Askey. Here he is with The Worm.
Well, playmates, as you know, nearly all my songs refer to things that fly in the sky, so I think I'll come a bit nearer the ground for a change and sing you a little song entitled The Worm. You can't possibly sing a song about a worm. I jolly well can. You jolly well can't. I jolly well can. Take no notice, playmates. I often have these rows with myself, but I always get my own way in the end. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, you jolly well can't. I jolly well can. Ah! Now, there, let that be a lesson to me. Ladies and gentlemen, the worm.
I'm a sweet little wriggling worm, covered with mud from head to stern, passing the time from night till morn, leaving little casts in the middle of the lawn. Just an ordinary little worm, squiggy, 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 squirm, squirm, squirm. I'm such a dear little iggly worm, one of the sort that rarely turn. I'd rather be out in a storm or the blizzard than filling empty spaces in a blackbird's gizzard. Just an ordinary little worm, squeaky, 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 squirm, squirm, squirm.
It's pretty, isn't it? Yes, that is now.
When I was out wriggling through the dew, the gardener's spade cut me in two. I felt so silly, it made me laugh, saying goodnight to my better half. Just two ordinary little worms, squeaky, 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 squirm, squirm, squirm. Ta-ta, ta-ta. I'm such a sleek little wriggling worm, haven't any hair so I don't need a perm, but someday it will be my fate, sitting on a pin as a small boy's bait. That's the end of every little worm, squeaky, 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 squirm, squirm, squirm.
That was Arthur Askey with The Worm. Arthur was born and raised in Liverpool and took to the stage after serving in the First World War and was one of the first stars on television, as well as being on the very popular radio programme Bandwagon. During the war, he'd starred in a number of films and he lived into the 1980s. Another couple of big stars of the age were Flanagan and Allen. Let's hear Run, Rabbit, Run.
On the farm, every Friday on the farm is rabbit pie day. So every Friday that ever comes along, I get up early and sing this little song. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Bang, 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 bang goes the farmer's gun.
run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, 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 rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Don't give the farmer his fun, fun, fun. He'll get by without his rabbit pie. So run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run.
Flanagan and Chesney Allen with Run Rabbit Run. If you don't know that particular song, and you probably do, then you may remember the theme tune to Dad's Army, which was the last recording Bud Flanagan made before his death in 1968. You may notice that none of these records really have a direct link to the war, so let's rectify that a bit. This is Bert Ambrose, vocal by Jack Cooper, and a song called Nasty Uncle Adolf.
It's too late to call a halt. We've so much to put up with that we call him awful names. For everything that happens, he's the man the public blames. We blame him for the sandbags that keep tripping up our feet, for imitation coppers in tin hats on every beat. Our air raid warden's very blunt and simply too, too sweet. So it's just too bad for nasty Uncle Adolf. He's in for it now, all right. A friend said, I've an air raid shelter, sandbags by the score. I put some fairy lights around it, can you guess what for? They'll see the lights and vomit while we're playing darts next door. So it's just too bad for nasty Uncle Adolf. He's in for it now, all right. Really is amazing how we hate that fellow's name. For everything that worries us, he has to take the blame. We're always out of petrol and we keep our headlights dim. So if the girl gets out and walks, we go on blaming him. We blame him for the lies that Goebbels tells of you and me. Announcements and news bulletins galore from BBC. And records of some chamber music, Opus 93. So it's just too bad for nasty Uncle Adolf. He's in for it now, all right. Since Goering started slimming, he looks different on parade. The tux from all his uniforms rigged out the boys' brigade. And now there isn't room for all his medals, I'm afraid. So it's just too bad for nasty Uncle Adolf. He's in for it now, all right.
Well, that told him, didn't it? That was Bert Ambrose and his band with Nasty Uncle Adolf, vocal by Jack Cooper. Now, Bert Ambrose was actually born in Warsaw in 1896, and like many other of the mainly Jewish entertainers of the age, moved westwards at an early age. So it was kind of personal with Bert, you could say. Now, back to the tangential representations. Glenn Miller is quite often associated with the wartime years, though he would, of course, not be brought over to Europe for a while, not until the Americans joined the war. Still, I don't think you could do better to evoke the time than to hear this Moonlight Serenade. That was, of course, Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Moonlight Serenade. Now let's get even more tangential. This has the word war in the title, as part of a compound word, but it's talking about something less earthly than the events in Poland in 1939. This is the Golden Eagle Gospel Singers with A Warrior on the Battlefield.
Where we standing as a warrior
out on the battlefield.
Oh, Lord, do you want it?
Oh, Lord, do you want it?
Do you want it?
That was the Golden Eagle Gospel Singers with A Warrior on the Battlefield. We've heard some boogie-woogie piano. Now time for some piano which is very much not boogie or woogie. This is Art Tatum with its version of the song Deep Purple.
Thank you.
that was Art Tatum with his version of Deep Purple. Art Tatum had a very innovative style, as I'm sure you noticed. And what does Deep Purple have to do with the rock band of the same name? Well, it was apparently Ritchie Blackmore's grandmother's favourite song. Probably not that version, though, to be fair. Let's hear another jazz pianist, again of a very different type. This is Fats Waller with Your Feet's Too Big.
Who's that walking around here? Mercy. Baby patter. Baby elephant patter, that's what I calls it. Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big feet, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From that down, there's too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah. Where'd you get 'em? Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what it takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face. She likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big. Gun to gunboat. Shift, shift, shift. All your pedal extremities are colossal. To me, you look just like a fossil. Got me walking, talking, and squawking. Cause your feet too big, yeah. Come on and walk that thing. Oh, I never heard of such walking. Mercy. Your pedal extremities really are obnoxious. One never knows, do one?
That was, of course, Fats Waller with Your Feet's Too Big. This is Centuries of Sound, and we're listening to some music from the year 1939, which was also quite a big year for Hollywood cinema, with the release of Gone with the Wind, Stagecoach, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and, of course, The Wizard of Oz. So naturally, we can't finish the year without hearing Judy Garland singing Over the Rainbow.
Above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. on the rainbow.
That was, of course, Judy Garland singing Over the Rainbow from the film The Wizard of Oz in 1939.
Centuries of Sound on Cambridge 105 Radio.
You've been listening to Centuries of Sound on Cambridge 105 Radio. My name is James Errington. If you've enjoyed this show, please feel free to check out my website at centuriesofsound.com, where I have immersive mixes for every year from 1860 to, so far, 1947. If you have any comments or questions, or just want to say hi, then you can email me at james@centuriesofsound.com. I'm always very happy to get some correspondence. Now let's finish with perhaps the most iconic song of the Second World War, in the UK at least. You'll likely be familiar with Vera Lynn, the Force's sweetheart, although my granddad, who was there on D-Day, or at least D-Day plus one, told me he couldn't stand her. The recording of We'll Meet Again with the swelling strings of the BBC orchestra was actually recorded post-war. On the 1939 version, she's instead accompanied by Arthur Young on an instrument called a Novachord, actually one of the world's first synthesizers. Personally, I think it has a wonderful, mysterious quality, at once of its time and of no time. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Good night.
Let's say goodbye with a smile, dear, just for a while, dear, we must part. Don't let this parting upset you, I'll not forget you, sweetheart. We'll meet again, don't know where. Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies chase those dark clouds far away. And I will just say hello to the folks that you know. Tell them you won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as I saw you go, you were singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. The folks that you know, tell them you won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as I saw you go, you were singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when. But I know we'll meet again some time.